rather personal question. And the question is, are you at this very moment in time saved? If God were to return today to send His Son to call us home, can you say that you would stand in the line of the righteous? You see, I didn't ask what you thought. I asked, do you know? Do you know at this very moment that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are saved? You see, what you say and how you answer that question says a great deal about your confidence and your faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was Paul who said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, 1 Timothy 2:14. Paul knew. It was also Peter who said in 2 Peter 3:17 that we earnestly long for the coming of the Lord. Peter knew. And it was John who also wrote in 1 John 5:13, these things that I've written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. You see, Paul knew, Peter knew, and John knew. But do you know? At this very moment, are you saved? A second thought. What you think is not the standard by which you answer that question. I think I know. I hope I know. No. Do you know that you are saved? You see, the Bible tells us that we can know that we are saved. The problem is, too many people today, concerning their confidence and their faith in God, say, well, I sure hope I'm going to heaven. That drives me crazy when Christians say that. You see, we don't have to hope. We don't have to put it on an inkling or an ounce of what we think might happen. The Bible tells us whereby we know that we can have eternal life with our Father in heaven. Why? Brethren, here's the simple word by which we can know, justification. The Bible tells us in Romans 5:1, wherefore we are justified by faith with God because of Jesus Christ. You see, we have peace with God because of justification. Why? I can know that I'm saved if I understand the concept of what it means to be justified, just if I'd never sinned. And guess what, brethren? The Bible tells me that I can know. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Brother Andrew Conley used to say it best. I know that I know that I know that I know that I'm saved. And there's no greater blessing of knowledge and peace of hope that we have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and with God our Father in heaven, because He says that we can know that we are saved. We don't have to guess. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to scratch our head and say, boy, I sure hope so. We can know beyond a shadow of a doubt this day that as I sit here, that I can know that I'm saved and going to heaven. Why? Because God said so. Paul, through the inspiration in Romans 5:1, tells us this. Because, brethren, only in the Word of God can we find the answer to that question when we ask it. There's so many people out there that claim to know or that want to know or that have no idea. But the great thing about being a member of the body of Christ is that we can know and be confident. I had a good friend of mine that came out of a particular denomination, and he told me, he said, Larry, it scared me to death to be a member in that particular denomination. Why? Because I had no idea the hope concerning I had in Jesus Christ, because every time I turned around, they said, you better know, or you don't know, or maybe you do know, or you might know that you're saved. But you see, the Bible says, hereby we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments, right? 1 John 2 and verse 13. And if we keep His commandments, the Bible tells us, if we're faithful unto death, Revelation 2:10, that we can receive the crown of righteousness. Thereby we know that if we follow His commandments, and Jesus said, if you love me, you'll follow them, that I can be saved. I don't have to guess. I don't have to think. I can know. Turn with me this morning to one verse, and that's where we're going to concentrate our attention. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, whereby we're going to see three words that come to mind that help us answer our question this morning that we can know that we're saved. And those three words are condition, compulsion, in compensation. The Bible tells us concerning our condition that we're in, whether or not we know that if we're saved. We understand for us to be within the body of Christ, there are steps we have to know. We understand these steps. The Bible tells us the steps I must follow whereby I know that I can be saved. But I'm not talking about the steps this morning, brethren. I'm talking about the condition that we're in to know whether or not we're saved. We know that hearing comes by the Word of God, Romans 10:17, right? We know that if I hear the Word, I've got to believe the Word, right? Mark 16:15 and 16. And if I hear the Word, if I believe the Word, if I'm ready then to repent of what I've done in my past, Luke 13:3-5, if I'm ready to confess the sweet name of Jesus, Romans 10:9-10, where confession is made with the mouth unto salvation, and if I'm willing to be immersed in water to have my sins washed away, Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16, 1 Peter 3:21, Romans 6:3-4, and the list goes on. I know that if I follow those steps, it's past that that I understand I need to know what my condition is. Well, how do I know my condition? Well, my condition tells me whether or not I'm in the body of Christ or outside the body of Christ. You look at the passage and it says, therefore, having been justified, that's the condition of being saved, just if I'd never sinned. The Bible tells us that we can know that we're saved based upon how we used to live, based upon the justification that God says I can now be in His presence. So my condition tells me, therefore being justified, God has justified me. And it's only through justification that I can be in His presence based upon what He did for me at the cross of Calvary. There's two wonderful passages that come to mind, Hebrews 8:12 and Hebrews 10:2-3 tells us, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. We also understand in Hebrews 10 in verse 2 and verse 3 tells us that those Old Testament sacrifices could no longer, what? They can't save us. Those Old Testament sacrifices cannot justify us whereby we know our condition whether or not we're saved. So I understand the steps I've got to follow, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. So my condition tells me if I have not done these things, I'm not justified, therefore I'm outside the body of Christ. What puts me in the body of Christ? When I follow the steps that God has given me. Therefore being justified, and here's what we understand. That condition tells me that I'm justified before God. And God says, your sins, your iniquities, I don't have to worry about that. Because with forgiveness, God says, your sins, I'm not going to remember anymore. With forgiveness, I understand I don't have to carry the guilt with me anymore. Because it tells me that I've been justified if I'd never sinned. That's the condition that I want to know. Because with that, I'm hopeless, I'm helpless, and I'm hapless. With that, I walk through this world scared to death, hoping and praying that I might be saved. Brethren, that's not why Jesus Christ went to the cross. He didn't go to the cross of Calvary so that you hope you might, and maybe hopefully so, I can stand justified on the day of judgment. God said, therefore being justified by what? What's the condition? Faith. Therefore being justified by faith, Paul says, that's the condition. It might interest you to know that the word justification in some form is found over almost 30 times in the New Testament. And 23 out of those 30 times, Paul references the word justification in his writings. In 14 of those almost 30 times justification is found in the New Testament, 14 times justification is found in the book of Romans. So we could call the book of Romans the book of justification. You see, I can know that I'm saved based upon the fact that God has justified me from my previous condition of being lost. So the first 11 chapters talk about the just. Who are the just? Who are the justified? Chapters 12 through 16 then talk about living by faith and how the just live by faith and how that faith has to become a lifestyle. So Paul is telling them what they must do to be justified. What puts them in the body of Christ is baptism, which brings about the idea of justification, which tells me that I can know that I'm saved based upon the faith that I have in what God has done for me. Therefore, being justified by faith. Now, I know the condition, but what compels me to follow His commandments? Here's what compels me. When I think about the word justify, I have to look back to Romans 5 and verse 9. And here again we see the word justify. It says, "Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him." Brethren, that word wrath is a very important word for us to understand when it comes to being justified through Jesus Christ. There are two words in the Greek concerning the word wrath that we need to be concerned about. The first word that we often read about is the word phumos, which means a quick anger, right? You get mad because somebody said something, you fume. There's that where that word fume comes from. It's that quick reactive anger. But you see, that's not the anger that Paul's talking about here in the Greek. He's referring to the word orge, which means a slow, simmering anger. So when I'm outside the body of Christ based upon my condition, because my condition is not a saved condition, therefore I'm not justified, God has a slow and a simmering and an angry wrath towards me because I'm not in His presence. You see, with justification, God turns His back on sin and now He faces me. God is looking me in the eye, so to speak, and telling me that you are justified. Justified, never sin. But if my condition is one of being lost, wherefore I'm outside the body of Christ, guess what? God turns His back on me completely. Therefore, my condition is lost and I'm not justified. But then what compels me, based upon Romans 5 and verse 9, that says, "Much more then, being now justified by the blood of Jesus Christ." You see, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that cools the wrath of God. That's what satisfies God's wrath. Based upon the condition that I was in, Jesus Christ now being my mediator between me and God says, He's justified. This is my brother. He hasn't sinned. You see, I can stand before God then justified, never sin, based upon what the blood of Jesus Christ did for me at the cross of Calvary. My condition was lost. I'm now justified. What compels me to respond to the gospel is the precious blood of the Lamb. Because, brethren, if that doesn't compel me to respond to the gospel, nothing will. I've got to be willing, based upon what Jesus Christ did for me at Calvary, that compels me to respond and say, "Lord, I need You. I can't do this by myself," because, brethren, you can't. You will stay in a lost state and a lost sin, a lost condition of sin, if you think you can do it by yourself in this world. The devil tells you you can do it alone. That's called pride. The Bible says something about when we think we know, that we fall. Proverbs 16 and verse 25. "Wherefore he that thinks he stand, take heed lest he fall." Because we think we know what we can do, we think I can do this within my own merits and my own gifts and my own talents. I can do these things myself, Lord. I can get through this world. I don't need You. See how that works out for You on the day of judgment. It's not going to work out too well. But you see, I can know based upon my past condition that I fixed that because I was willing to submit, because I was compelled based upon what Jesus Christ did for me here in Romans 5 and verse 9, therefore being justified by His blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You see, it's because of the condition that I was in that the blood compels me to respond and follow in obedience based upon my faith that I have and the trust that I put in God, that I can know that I'm saved. Brethren, you know what bothers me when I hear a Christian say, "Well, I sure hope that I'm saved." You know why that bothers me? It bothers me because you don't have any trust in your Lord to know that He saved you. The Bible tells me, again in Revelation 2, wherefore by if I follow His commandments, I receive the reward of eternity. I can know that. Do you think Paul went through all that he went through to hope that he was saved? Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. And because I've done all those things, I can know there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness in heaven. Do you think Paul did that based upon a guess or a hope so? No. Paul did it because he had faith in the promise that God had given him. Paul knew, Peter knew, John knew. Do you know? And don't say, I hope so. You know what you say? I know so. You see, we can stand firm and we can stand confident in the word that God has given us to know that we're saved. We're justified. I am gifted righteousness. Romans 5:17, it says, for if by one man's offense, that's Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and by the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Guess what? Jesus gifted me salvation. But here's the problem. So many people don't want it. In a world that wants everything for free, the greatest gift ever given to mankind, man wants nothing to do with it. Brethren, the gospel is the greatest story ever told by the greatest man who ever lived about the greatest offer ever made. And why is it that people don't want the greatest gift given to us? Why? I wish I knew the answer to the question. I can know that I'm saved if I know that I don't have to be concerned about God's anger anymore because I've been reconciled to Him. You see, I can know because I've been compelled to respond. So I know my condition that compels me to respond based upon the compensation that God says I get to receive. My condition says I'm lost. I'm compelled because of His blood. But what do I get because of that? The result of my obedient faith, notice the last part of Romans 5 and verse 1, that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There it is, brethren. My condition, if I follow the gospel, says I'm justified. Romans 5:9 tells me, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm justified, never sinned. What do I get out of that? I have a peace that passes all understanding. Brethren, the world knows not what we have in the palm of our hands. The world knows not the life which we now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, who gave Himself for me, Galatians 2:20. Paul understood that. But we can know that we know that we know that we know. And that's a blessing in and of itself. That's not peace with each other. That's not peace with myself. It's peace with God. I'm justified. I'm right with God just if it never happened. And I'm thankful for that. Romans 8:26 tells us that God is for us. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. The Spirit's for me. Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is for us. Jesus is for us. God's not thinking about your yesterdays. If you're in Christ, you're one with Christ. I don't have to worry about yesterday. Micah 7:19 says, God buries that in the depths of the sea. I don't have to worry about it. And here are the words of one of my favorite songs. My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Brethren, you want to know why your name is in the book of life? Because you're just if you'd never sinned. You want to know why you receive a crown of righteousness? Because you're just if you'd never sinned. You're justified. And because of the blood of Christ, I don't have to worry about God getting angry with me. I don't have to worry about His wrath on the day of judgment because I'm just if I'd never sinned. Why? Because I have faith in a promise and a trust in my Lord who said that I can know. So next time somebody asks you, are you saved? You know what you say? Absolutely. Because you know that you're saved. The Bible tells you within His plain words that you're saved. It's what makes us complete, right? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly or completely furnished unto every good work. The Bible tells me I'm complete. The Bible tells me what I need to know. Then why would I second guess and say, I sure hope so? Paul says, therefore, being justified by faith with God, we have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, there's no greater peace for us to have than when we pillow our head at night knowing that if I don't wake up, where I'm going to be. And that's with the Lord. You know, sometimes you ask somebody how they're doing and jokingly they say, well, I'm doing pretty good considering the alternative. But as a Christian, is the alternative really that bad? Shake your head like this. No. Wasn't it Paul who said concerning that alternative that if I go to be with my Lord, I receive the reward? Paul said, you can beat me, you can put me in a ship and I'll be lost for a little while. You can throw me in prison. He said, or you can kill me. He said, but if you kill me, I win. Isn't that what justification is, brethren? We win. Just if I'd never sin. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter ye herein. You see, this is the way I picture the day of judgment. I'm standing there as Satan is trying to list all the sins and shortcomings of Larry Fife. And then here comes my mediator. Here comes my lawyer. Here comes my brother. Here comes Jesus Christ as he stands by my side and he says, mm-mm. He's justified. He's found not guilty. His name is in the book of life. So let me ask you again this morning. Are you, at this very moment, saved? Because if you're not, here's the simple truth. Your condition is lost. And if you don't know, if you're unsure, your condition is lost. If you've put your Lord on in baptism, and you've walked away from Him and turned your back completely, you're lost. Sometimes those words are difficult for us to hear, but it's why the words are there. We've got to come home. And if you're outside the body of Christ today because you've never put on Christ in baptism, you're not justified. But today you can fix that. The Lord says that you can fix that because as you sit here this morning, you understand the condition that you're in. And the condition simply is lost. That's hard to swallow, isn't it? Think about that and say that to yourself. I'm lost. I have no hope. I have no reward. I have nothing because I'm lost. But the good Lord says you get to come home today. You see, Jesus Christ is that shining light, right? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And guess what? Nobody comes to the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is ready to justify you today through His precious blood. Wherefore, being justified by His blood, are you ready to be justified today just if you'd never sinned? Put them on in baptism. First and foremost, we understand the steps that we talked about at the beginning that help me realize the condition that I'm in to put me in the condition of the saved. You've heard the Word, if you believe the Word, if you're ready to repent of your past sins, no longer living the way you used to live, that is to put the old man away, to say, I'm not doing this anymore. To confess your faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And here's the thing, Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, if you confess me, I'll confess you. What better way to stand before God Almighty on the day of judgment and Jesus say, I got him. He's one of ours. Because he's been justified. Put on Christ in baptism. Have your sins washed away by the precious blood of the Lamb, Acts 2:38. And receive that crown of righteousness that you so desire this day, that you can walk out of here as I say, are you saved? And you say, yes, sir, I am. And if you're one of those who are outside the body of Christ, who are walking contrary to his word, but were once one of his sheep and you need to come home, we want you back. You see, the great thing about being a Christian is as we walk and stumble, 1 John 1:7 tells us if we walk with Him, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You hear that? All unrighteousness. You have that redemption today. You have a do-over today. That's the wonderful thing about being a child of God. If He so gives us another day, I get to start fresh. I can say, Lord, help me fix it. Help me be better today than I was yesterday. Remember that old Motel 6 commercial? We'll leave the light on for you. Jesus is the light, brethren. And if you need to respond, come now as together we stand and as we sing.